Okay, so we're with a special guest, Jay Stinnett. He's the producer and writer of Bill W. Conscious Contact, documentary about Bill W., right? So who's Bill W.?
Well, Bill Wilson was the consciousness through which the 12-step movement was formed. He was the man who wrote the book Alcoholics Anonymous, and the methodology that he and his friends developed created a portal which, like just today, there are 2 million people walking unsupervised.
Like who are people who are alcoholics who go to AA meetings, right?
Well, not just AA. I mean, people
Drug.
that are sober in Alcoholics Anonymous, like literally 95 years ago, alcoholism and drug addiction is a death sentence.
Yeah.
There isn't anything for people to do. Now there's this methodology that not only works for alcohol, but literally almost any baffling human malady that this methodology can be applied to, and people are able to recover from these behaviors or these circumstances, and there's no money taken from the public. There's no money,
Amazing, isn't
there's no doctors, there's no, it's a phenomenon. It's a noble experiment, is what it is.
So you think about all the money that the private sectors and then even the government spends on drug addiction, right? From
Yeah.
health down, right? And
Right.
AA is like total nonprofit, and nobody, you know what I mean? They're still going strong, right?
Right. Well, I mean, just think of this. They don't accept money from anyone.
Yeah.
No one. Can you imagine
So,
a
okay,
nonprofit?
so how does it work then? So tell me, how are they able to do that?
Well, when people go to a meeting, they throw a few dollars in the basket.
Like
And
church,
that
I
money,
guess. Yeah.
that well, yeah,
And that, just in that regard, I meant, yeah.
it's self-funding. People then get the misapprehension that it is church, and
Yeah.
it's not there, or that it's religious, and
Well, here's
it's
my I'll before I'll get
yeah.
I'll get it out of the way, but because basically I read the book cover to cover. Let's just say that I had to read the book cover to cover. That was the only thing that bothered me, is that I couldn't get past it. It was the higher power thing. I couldn't jump into that. So I had to figure out what my own meaning was, my own purpose was. I had to
Right.
interpret it my own way.
Right. And that's exactly what it's designed to do. Otherwise, it'd just be like any other thing trying to tell you, what to believe. AA doesn't tell you what to believe at all. It
Yeah.
just, you got to find something.
Yeah. And exactly. And it all comes down to you, right?
Right.
It's not
Right.
a magic pill that you can take. It's you have to do the work. And you have
Well,
to want it to you have to want to get sober as well.
right, because AA won't even talk to you if somebody says you should get sober.
Yeah.
Well,
You
that's
can't show
fine.
up to a meeting drunk. So
Well, no, you can. No,
You're right, you're right, you're right. Sorry,
but what I mean, no, but what the distinction I wanted to make is that you have to admit you have a problem. Anybody can come in. Before you get help from somebody, you got to say, I want to quit, I want to stop. Your mother can't call up and say, he needs to stop. Would you send somebody out? We don't do that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they have to like volunteer to take part.
Self-diagnosed.
Self-diagnose, yeah. So
Yeah.
that's part of it too, right? So yeah. So okay, so tell me about this film then. So tell me about kind of tell
Well,
me about like putting it all together. I'm curious about the process.
so the wonderful thing, my beloved Janine, she says, this story has been up in the ether for
Yeah.
decades. And it just dropped down. It looked down one day and said, Stinnett can pull this off. Let's go. And what happened is that in all the biographical stuff about Bill Wilson and all the things that we knew and everything, there was never anything that talked about him doing transcendental meditation. A few years ago, when I was working on a book on him, I heard it, but it was only from one source. And if you're being historically accurate, you can't So I'm out giving a talk, and I've got a picture of Wilson and the Maharishi, and say it's an anecdote. I can't say it's a fact. Guy comes up to me and says, "My dad taught Bill W. Transcendental Meditation," and it was like, "Ooh!" And so that's where that was the thing. And then being able to find he says, "Do you want to meet my father?" And then to interview him about the process to show that this man, at the end of his life, when things are really difficult, is leaning in, not leaning out. So that the spiritual solution, no matter what the time or the trouble is that you lean in, you don't lean out.
And so what do you mean by that?
In other words, that the reason that Alcoholics Anonymous is so remarkable and all the anonymous fellowships is that they use spiritual principles to address very specific problems. And in applying those, something happens and people are liberated. Now, here the guy is at the end of his life, and many people, you see people that when they're in trouble, what do? They go in. They push people away and all that stuff. What Wilson did was he went out and learned a new meditation technique. So that's what I mean. He learned, leaned into spirit, not away from it. Because materialism, it just wants you to say, "Oh, I can handle it."
So what is the definition of transcendental meditation? What does that mean for people who don't
Well,
know?
transcendental meditation is a technique. It's a physiological based thing where what one does is one learns a mantra, which is a word that doesn't make any sense. It's a Sanskrit word. And one learns to use that over a 20-minute period twice a day to slow the mind and the body down in a way that, with all the different meditation practices that I'm familiar with, is quite particular and peculiar.
And do you do it yourself?
Not transcendental meditation. I've done a mantra-based meditation that's similar. So I'm
Gotcha.
familiar with the process.
Is
And for folks that are allergic to anything from the East, there's a they happen from a Catholic or a Christian background, there's the method of centering prayer, this very much the same thing. 20 minutes twice a day using a word.
I'm actually, it makes me want to do it, to tell you the truth.
I've never seen anybody hurt by it. Now, the one thing that people that's interesting is it costs you about $1,000 to get a mantra. And people go, "Oh, well, what are they doing?" It goes back. If you go back to when this technique was developed 12,000 years ago, what somebody would do is they would give 1 week's worth of labor, fruits or whatever they were doing, to learn the process. Why? Because if you don't have skin in the game, you're not going to get after it, and this takes some effort. And so anyway, they have a sliding scale for folks, but it's a wonderful. I've never seen anybody that didn't get a real shift in their relationship with their lives that did it.
Okay, so I love this film because for personal reasons, but I also like the way you did it as well, and because you give the origin story. And the first thought I have when I'm watching the film is like, why isn't Hollywood made this film? You like they make all these biopics, right?
Right.
Everybody knows AA. It's like McDonald's, right? It's a very common, everybody knows what it is. So you figured like nobody knows the origin story of it, really, right? Who
Right.
does? So
Right.
why
It's
hasn't there been a movie about this?
well, number one, there's been the coming out party, I like to say, for Alcoholics Anonymous was in 89 when there was a Hallmark Hall of Fame with James Wood and Jim Garner as Bill W and Dr. Bob. And It really it was really well received, and for the time and everything, it was great. Then the only other that is, my thing too. Why isn't this I tried talking to people about making this like a 6 episode
Yeah.
Netflix series or something,
It's a
because
perfect Netflix series. Yeah, of
yeah.
course. Yeah.
But anyway, the thing is that one person said to me, it's hard to make it without it seeming preachy.
Yeah.
And I think we do a really good job about staying completely away from that and showing that Wilson was not, he was not somebody that ever told anybody what to do, which is incredibly refreshing to be able to demonstrate. By the way, a buddy of mine, Mike Binder, and I can't remember the name of the film, is doing, they're going into production in November, and Tim Allen is going to be Bill Wilson.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, Binder's a comedian. No, he's not a comedian. I mean, he is a
No, he's
comedian,
an actor, yeah.
and he's produced non-comedic works, but
Sure.
he's got an emotional intelligence that, much like my director Kevin Hanlon, I think will really play well.
Yeah. And so, okay, so then, so it's a very common story, right? It's an origin story that. And you gotta think about, like, everybody's talking about, like, how we're behind the times, and think about this. It's like 95 years ago, and the World War I happens, right? A lot of shit goes down. Let's be honest, right? So a lot of people
Yeah.
come back from the war. Nobody's talking about their feelings. Nobody's talking. They're trying to hold it back. They've seen the most horrific things that known to man, right? It was a terrible war,
Right.
right? And so everybody's coming back, and it's like, oh, it's back to business, right? Back to the common world. So of course, and then there's prohibition, and then of course there's going to be an alcohol problems, right? In hindsight, you could see it a mile away, right? Everybody's it's the depression. You're burying your feelings, et cetera, just like Bill W.
Yeah.
So it's a common origin story, right? And you figure you realize how far we've come as human beings
Oh.
in the Western world, I guess, right? Or
Yeah.
male dominant, because they're the ones who are kind of more prone to it, right? So, and yeah, and it's just a great story. It's a great story about how he was able to self-diagnose himself. How many people
Yeah.
can do that, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And
Yeah.
so, and then I love so it's I love your prologue. It's a great prologue.
Oh,
And
isn't it
then you go to
fantastic?
present time, and then you enter the film, right?
Right. Well, here, I want to show you, just because you spoke about it. This is Janine Johnston.
Hi.
She's the associate producer, and she did the restoration on all those black and white
Oh, it's
photos,
great.
which allowed us to make that incredible 7-minute montage in the beginning.
Yeah,
It's
it was.
amazing.
Yeah, it was wonderful working on these images of him, and really seeing into these people in a way that I hadn't before, like they were family. You know, it was just a really interesting experience, and to know his story and what he'd been through. So,
That's a short film in itself. Your prologue's a short film, right?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If she's
Yeah.
interested, it could just go and she can submit it to films, and we'll get into that. Yeah, so it's great. All right. So then, okay. So then you. So then the film itself was like, tell me about the origin of this film then. So you were talking about it before, but how did you connect with the director? It's Kevin Hanlon, right?
Yeah.
Who wrote
So
like.
I knew Hanlon because I helped him with the research on the Bill W. documentary that he did in 2014.
Okay.
And again, my film's only the second documentary ever done on this subject. Like you were saying, it's
Yeah.
crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
It's crazy. And so when I was going to go up and just with my iPad, interview Lincoln up at Bill's historic home, because I'm involved in the archives and their digital archive and all kinds of wonderful things that they do to make this information available for people. And I realized that Well, I should at least, instead of me and the iPad in 7 minutes, we'll get Kevin up. Maybe we get 20 minutes. We went from, 20 minutes to 60 minutes, from, $20,000 to $360,000. But
Yeah.
that, it's either you respond to the call first, or you worry about the material.
Well, yeah, easier said than done, though, sometimes, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, it's it will be a long time. The old Crosby, Stills and Nash, a long time gone. But it's what's if you're not risking, what's life for?
Yeah, and yeah, like the and so, but you did you always want to be in the film, like the character, the main character in the film?
No, I didn't. It was not my desire at all. I wanted it just to be about Lincoln. But what Kevin said is that you have to be able to give people a story to bite into that is realizable. And for me, it was that alcoholism had devastated my family, and how is it
Yeah.
that some of them got out?
So yeah, so it's personal, obviously, for obvious, yeah, obvious.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly.
And yeah, like I said before in the beginning, it's like you have to do the work, and there's no, like I said, there's no like so, and that's why a lot of people go back, right? Because it's like it's work every day. You got to work at it every day, right? So.
Well, not only that, but most people don't want to do the foundational
Yeah.
support. Kids, you can go to any spiritual group in the world and they'll help you stop anything, but only the 12-step fellowships will look you dead in the eye and say, "Go pay back the money.
Yeah.
Go look
No,
the people
yeah.
in the eye. Go look the people in the eye whose trust you violated and say, yeah, this happened and I'm the one that did it, and how
Yeah.
can I get it right?" You don't get that anywhere else.
Yeah, and how many people like that's a like, yeah, you gotta apologize to people, right? Like that sucks. But yeah.
Well, no, for example, this is kind of a fun story. There was a guy, been in the restaurant business forever, bartender. He goes back to make restitution to this guy that he'd nicked all this money from, right?
Yeah.
He said, "Here's the money." And the guy looked at him, the bar owner, and said, "This is incredible." And he said, "What?" And he says, "I've been in this business for 50 years. I've fired hundreds of people. I knew one thing: people never change. But yet
Yeah.
here you stand and you have changed." So just that guy doing that one thing changed this man's entire worldview.
Yeah. It's amazing. And he did it all
Yeah,
by himself, right? Like he, it's like a
exactly.
purpose. Like it's a, he needed to find a purpose
Yeah.
for this madness, like kind of comprehend what it's all about. And there's different versions of alcoholism, right? Where like myself was like, I was self-medicating depression, right? People are like, are just addicted to alcohol. They just, so there's something about it, right? That,
Right.
dick. And the, but then there's like obviously like PTSD and kind of like trauma, kind of
Yep.
the trauma,
All
right?
kinds of,
Yeah.
yeah.
And
And there
so,
seems to be about 10 to 12% of the population that have that genetic
just the
predisposition that,
genetic, yeah, the genetics, yeah.
when an exogenous substance is introduced,
Yeah.
it changes the way that they feel,
Yeah.
and they feel normal maybe for the first time in their lives. And so that's why they pursue it, because here, my God, I finally feel like other people look.
Yeah, I felt that with like drugs, like even marijuana, where like a friend of mine would like do drugs with, and then they would be okay the next day, and then me, it would be like I need it, I need it, I need to like
Yeah.
it was like that's, and it was like, oh, we're different. How come he's not needing it
Not.
today, and I am, right? So,
Yeah.
yeah, it's interesting, right? Like the psychology, then like you said, it's genetics, nature, nurture, right? Like psychology of what brought us there, but also like our, where we are products of our background, right? So
Right. But if, say, you're part of that 10 to 12%, which it sounds like you may be,
yeah.
okay? You take this substance you put it in you, and suddenly you have the highest spiritual experience,
Yeah.
the unitive experience. Your body, mind, and spirit are in the same place. It may have been the first time in your life when you were 12 or 15 and tried that.
Yeah, it was
And
great.
then once you have that, somebody says, "Oh, we're going to go down and play stickball." No, we're going here.
No. There's like, it's like the best of times, the worst of times, right? So that's what it was. It was like, it's exactly like the book, right? So, but then it only lasts, you can never hit that high again, right? So,
No, doesn't appear so. So people change, what they're doing, blah 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 blah, and or they'll come up with some new, now it's the shamans that are gonna cure alcoholism by ayahuasca, and so people are being psycho tourists, and it's just hilarious.
Well, they seem to have a pill for everything these days, right? So,
If not, they're working on it.
yeah, they are. Well, someone right now is working on that right now, right? So,
Oh, absolutely.
somewhere, right? So,
But see, the thing is that until that unitive experience can be produced, which it doesn't seem that it can happen from something outside that's sustainable. It's got to be an interior thing. So that's why the methodology works so well in working with others. People are constantly engaged with who they were and seeing the transformation at a level that no memory or anything can duplicate.
So, and the biggest thing is about you have to talk about it. Like you have to. It's therapy. That's why there's AA meetings, private, public. It doesn't, you know what I mean? You have to talk about it. And think about men, right? Like think about men even now in 2025. Sometimes you don't want to talk about things, right? It's like you're talking about like having to go back and saying and apologizing to the ones that's scary, right? So everything you're doing in AA is scary. It scares the fuck the shit out of you, right? But that's what part of the therapy is. And then you feel the more you do it, the more comfortable, confident you get, the safer you become. But that's what it all comes down to. It comes down to communication.
I'd like to say this. AA was developed by the dying, for the dying. It was not developed to intellectually appeal or emotionally appeal or spiritually appeal to. This was done by some dudes and dudettes that were dying. And they came up with this, made a couple tweaks to the Oxford Group methodology, and were able to find a way out that had never been available. And it may just be a very, very small blip in history.
But now it's evolved. I guess what I'm saying, right? So it's amazing. And then so tell me about the interviews in the film and grabbing the
Oh, well, okay. So William Schaberg wrote a book called Writing the Big Book. And Schaberg is my closest colleague. Book's been very, very successful. It's sold over 20,000 copies, and it's 800 pages thick. And it's about the way that the big book was written, the real stuff that happened instead of the mythology surrounding it. And so he and I have done a lot of projects to try and focus on what really happened as opposed to the stories, so that the mythology can't be weaponized by people that have a certain agenda. And so so he's the guy that I'm talking with about those different aspects of Bill Wilson, because he's a great expert on that specific time. His real wheelhouse is 34 to 39, and that time when Wilson got sober and the methodology was developed. Then the other is with Sally Corbett Turco, who's the executive director of the Stepping Stones Foundation, who's in charge of making sure that this collection is made safe and available for generations to come. And one of the things that we've been able to do is to digitize the archive, and to make it available to people in a way that it never was before. And so one of the things that I like about it is that I'm helping to, with this film and other projects that I've been involved with, is get to the death of the expert, because it allows people to have their own relationship with the information and the individual.
Okay. That's interesting. Okay. And you're, are you succeeding in that venture?
You know, it's a little bit at a time. You know, you throw a
Okay.
rock, there's a ripple, you know, and a couple others, you know, it's yeah. Success comes from the expression of the creative spark.
Okay.
And that you and your organization was able to respond to that expression is a wonderful thing. And I'm deeply grateful for it.
So you enjoyed what the audience had to say in the video?
Oh, that's so much fun.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. The little piece that came out with the little trailer, like of
Yeah.
this hour movie, what is it that's pulled out? It's stuff that nobody see the movie's kind of, you know, pitch more to the great thing about the audience feedback and all that was they weren't people that were in the fellowships.
Yeah.
So their view is completely,
Yeah, I'm biased. They don't, yeah, there's no emotional attachment. Yeah.
yeah, it's fantastic. And that little piece that came out where it's Schaeberg talking about you know, the nature of spiritual experience, and he said, you know, pray and meditate the way you drank and used. That was what they pulled out of the film. I thought was just it was wonderful. It was
Yeah.
just refreshing.
That's so good to hear. Okay, so you got a nice website and you're like showing the film and then
Right.
and what's next for you? You're gonna make another like what is you gonna make another film about that? Like I'm just curious what your next step is.
Well, okay, so because of you, I mean, again, this is a little film, right?
Yeah.
We've already been recognized by nine festivals, and the independent filmmakers in Europe have invited us to come. We got nominated to come to the Black Tie Fair in
That's
Vienna.
amazing.
I mean, it's stunning. So ride this wave, but there's a gentleman by the name of Dr. Alan Berger. And Alan Berger has for many years been working with this thing that he calls Bill Wilson's fourth legacy, emotional sobriety. And we all know people whose emotions are a little sketchy. It doesn't have to do with, you know, just people
Yeah.
who. So anyway, when he saw the movie, he said, "Do you think we might be able to do something along those lines?" So that's the next project. But I'm, you know, I've got a treasure trove of information. The great thing about this film is we're only dealing with one very small aspect of this man who was one of the great intellectuals of the past century. And people don't realize it.
Yeah, that's the whole point, right?
Right? Yeah. You got it.
Yeah. And it's yeah, exactly. And so I'm just curious, like maybe you're right, maybe it's too controversial, maybe it's too preachy, maybe people don't want it, or maybe too like, you know, Eastern kind of philosophy and Eastern kind of religion, maybe that's not going to translate as profoundly as maybe in the Western world. Maybe that's the only like I don't know
Yeah, who
why.
knows that?
Yeah.
The fun thing is, though, that it's in the game in a different way than it was.
Yeah.
And maybe some people that have the time and the treasure can call me up and say, "Hey, Stinnett, let's look at some different ways that this could be packaged." Who knows? You know, I'm game.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. I love the film. It seems like you had a good relationship with your director, a good collaboration. Was that
Oh.
your she just popped up in the podcast, so I'm assuming, and it's late at night, so I'm assuming you guys are together or roommates
Yes,
or yeah.
that's exactly it. No, she's not a roommate. She's And the fun thing is that when we became involved, I had no idea that this was one of the talents that she had.
Oh, yeah.
And so as the project went, you know, it was like,
Yeah,
so
gotcha.
it's great fun.
Sure you didn't. Sure you didn't know. Yeah.
Well, there were other talents.
Yeah.
As a producer, you have to be sensitive.
Yeah, maybe it's all subconscious. Maybe you knew subconsciously what the talents that she had, right?
You want to know something really funny? So we live in Sedona, Arizona. She just lives a few minutes from me, for her own safety. And we first met in 1979.
Okay.
Both 24, just were acquaintances.
Yeah.
She moved to Sedona 4 years ago, and we've been able to have a really good time in the past couple of years. So just know when you get the hair like this,
Yeah.
it's not over.
That's amazing. And by the way, I saw on Film Freeway you just celebrated her birthday, right? You just had a birthday? Yeah. So happy birthday.
Thank you. 4th of July. Take it off anytime you want.
Yeah. Cancer. I have a lot of cancers in my life, so yeah.
I'm glad to be one.
Okay,
Yeah.
man. Have a good
Thank you
one,
so
and
much.
let's talk again when the next film is made. I'd love to see it.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, we'll let you know.